From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. More than two dozen people were killed late Thursday in an attack on a Shiite shrine north of the Iraqi capital Baghdad. Gunmen and suicide bombers attacked the Sayyid Muhammad Shrine in Balad, apparently targeting families gathered to celebrate the Muslim observance of Eid al-Fitr. Britain will get a female leader. Home Secretary Theresa May and Energy Minister Andrea Leadsom have been chosen to compete for the Prime Minister's position. On the second ballot on Thursday, Conservative Party members in Parliament cast 199 votes for May, 84 for Leadsom, and 46 for Justice Secretary Michael Gove. Gove was eliminated, and the two women now have a chance to become the country's next prime minister. Here is Theresa May.
We need proven leadership to negotiate the best deal for leaving the European Union, to unite our party and our country, and to make Britain a country that works not for the privileged few, but for everyone.
About 150,000 members of the Conservative Party across Britain will now vote by postal ballot to decide between May and Leadsom. Senior Australian Minister Christopher Pyne Friday claimed an electoral victory for his Liberal Party-led coalition. Pyne says the government has won 74 seats in the House of Representatives and is likely to win three more. That would give it more than the 76 needed to form a government. But vote counting in Australia's election is still going on, and official results could be days away. The opposition has not conceded defeat, and there has been no victory statement from Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull. For more on these and other stories, check out our website. It's voanews.com. This is VOA News. The man who led efforts to impeach Brazil's suspended president Dilma Rousseff has resigned as Speaker of the lower house of Congress. Eduardo Cunha announced his resignation Thursday amid ongoing allegations of obstructing justice and holding Swiss bank accounts worth millions of dollars. The resignation ends months of political wrangling that threatened to deepen a legislative stalemate that has hindered efforts to improve Brazil's economy. The chief of the U.S. Federal Bureau of Investigation is defending his decision not to pursue a criminal case against Hillary Clinton for her handling of classified national security information while she was Secretary of State. FBI Director James Comey told a House of Representatives panel on Thursday that after a year-long probe, investigators decided there was no evidence that either Clinton or her aides intended to break U.S. laws. But he told the panel, a lack of prosecution does not mean that there will be no consequences for Clinton.
I didn't say there's no consequence for someone who violates the rules regarding the handling of classified information. There are often very severe consequences in the FBI involving their employment, involving their pay, involving their clearances. That's what I said on Tuesday, and I hope folks walk away understanding that just because someone's not prosecuted for mishandling classified information, that doesn't mean if you work in the FBI, there aren't consequences.
James Comey. Presumptive Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump met behind closed doors Thursday with House and Senate Republicans. House Speaker Paul Ryan called it an opportunity for members to gain information about Trump's campaign, and some of the attendees expressed enthusiasm for the candidate. But dozens of Republicans stayed away, and others refused to endorse Trump. The encounter on Capitol Hill came less than 2 weeks before the Republican National Convention. A black man was fatally shot Wednesday night by a police officer during a traffic stop in Falcon Heights, Minnesota. The dead man is identified as 32-year-old Philando Castile of St. Paul, a school cafeteria supervisor. The shooting comes one day after police in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, shot and killed another black suspect, Alton Sterling. Both incidents have led to racially charged accusations of excessive police force against minorities. President Barack Obama in Poland for the NATO summit commented on the incidents.
This is not just a black issue. It's not just a Hispanic issue. This is an American issue that we should all care about. All fair-minded people should be concerned.
President Obama. The United States will give Ukraine nearly $23 million in humanitarian assistance to help it deal with a crisis in the eastern part of the country. Secretary of State John Kerry announced the new aid package Thursday in Kiev, where he met with top officials. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.